time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brad Watson with USU Eastern. He is the Director of Community and Campus Engagement, and there is a great program. It's an academy, let's call it what it is, that's going on, looking for leaders in our area. It's called Eastern Leaders Academy. And we're going to talk all about it because the deadline is the end of this month to sign up for it. But we're going to get into, you know, what it's all about and why they're doing this. And, you know, there are actual members of our community that are a part of it that are going to be working on this as well. So we'll talk all about that with him. Brad, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Hey, Dave. Great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So let's start right off talking about Eastern Leaders Academy. And first question really that comes to mind is why are you guys doing this? Why are we headed down this road? What made this light bulb come on?
Great question. There are two primary reasons why we've decided to go with Eastern Leaders Academy. One is this, that our community is at a tipping point. Energy is dramatically changing. We've had power plants say that they're going to close here probably 2032. And so we're at a point where we need leaders in our community who can be successful as change is about to happen. We need change makers, we need innovators, and we need people with vision. Now, we have some great people in place right now, but we need emerging leaders who can come after those who are currently working so hard in our community that can continue that on, because we want the Carbon and Emory counties to continue to thrive for a long time. And so that's the first why, is we need emerging leaders who have that vision, who are change makers and can do that. The second reason why is that we have seen recently a lot of divide, even in local communities. And right now, we're not seeing that in Carbon County. And we want to continue that way. We want leaders who can work together, who can see things as they really are, and help the whole. So that's the why of Eastern Leaders Academy.
All right. And so let's now talk about what's this all about. What kind of things are you guys going to be promoting and working on at Eastern Leaders Academy?
Yeah, here's how Eastern Leaders Academy works. Eastern Leaders Academy will run from September to May. It's a 9-month academy. And the academy is not for college students. Even though I work at Eastern, this is for adult members of our community. Think 25 and older, emerging leaders. And in those 9 months, once a month, we will have what are called experience days. And those experience days run from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's a full day experience on each of those days. And each month has a theme that will go along with that day, so that these emerging leaders can experience some things in our community at a very deep level. Now, these days are not meant to be little field trips. They're meant to be very impactful. This is not come and sit in a classroom. This is go out and see where things are taking place in our community. So, for example, in November, we're going to look at service enterprises in our community. We're going to go to the food bank and see what happens there and talk to those people. December is an education from birth to career day. And so how does education work in our community? What does the Castle Valley Center really do in our community? All those kinds of things related to education. Forwarding to March, economic growth and development. There's some fantastic things that are already happening. We want to be with those people, meet those people, get a diverse view of those things and for each theme that we have each month so that we have a broad perspective and we understand the complexities that go into something like economic growth and development. It's just not a matter of standing on the street corner and say, let's get bigger. There's so much that goes into that. In May, there's an Arts, Culture, and Belonging Day. And so we'll be in Helper City as an example, who's done fantastic things with the arts. And so these days are meant to help people see and be in places where things are already happening. So as they choose to take leadership positions later in life, whatever that means for them, they understand things and can continue on the good work. And this is not meant for just government leaders. We're not looking just for people who can take government. This is business leaders. This is service enterprise leaders. This is a broader range. We can help lots of people see things in our community. Additionally, with each one of those experience days, we'll talk about some leadership skills and concepts and introduce those and help people more engage in those leadership skills over the course of the academy. We're very excited about what this can do for emerging leaders. And let me just say, what is an emerging leader? Well, we don't have a great answer for that. We know that it's people who are 25 and older, as I said earlier, not for college students, but that emerging leader may be 55. Hey, I'm interested in doing a business, and this could really help me understand the business community and how I work with government, all those kinds of things. I may want to take office someday. That's an emerging leader, and I may be 35 or I may be 65. So age does not matter. It's whether or not this is a person who thinks, in the future, I'm going to be more involved. I'm going to be more engaged because I love this community and want to see it thrive in the future.
Okay, and speaking of the community, and you made mention of it briefly, there are a lot of people in our community already that are part of this.
Yes, you're absolutely
and,
right.
And so let's name some names, shall we?
Okay, let's throw some names out there. Yeah, even though this is the first year that this is happening, we've chosen to do a model that takes current leaders in our community that guide the vision of what we're doing with Eastern Leaders Academy. And so we're calling these two groups of people founders and champions. The two founders that are helping us, and their role is long-term, they'll remain with the Academy for a long time, are Jared Haddock and Larry Jensen. And as I said, they help us see the vision for the future of this academy. And then we also have other people we're calling champions. These people serve for 1 to 2 years in helping Eastern Leaders Academy. They're the great help with those experience days and making sure we're going to the right places and seeing the right people. So this is people like Brady Bradford and Jerry Gamber, and maybe I should give their titles for those who may not know. The health department is where Brady works, and Jerry's the executive director of the AOG. Another commissioner, Casey Hopes, and Mark Morley is an entrepreneur and attorney in our community. Lisa Mortensen's the president of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce here this year. Lenny Peterman, the mayor of Helper. Jay Potter and his wife Lisa from Remax Bridge Realty. Micah Salas, the superintendent of the school district, and Shelley Wright. So those are some people that are helping us right now to plan where we need to be and what we need to do with these experience days.
And as we talked about it, this is, as you said, this is the initial one. You're
it is.
Putting everything together. But this is something that you want to be a long-term academy that keeps going and going and kind of, you know, maybe even feeding itself and people taking different positions as part of the academy.
You're exactly right. We've received a grant through the governor's office to stand this up. So there's some initial money. But the 2-year grant that we have is not how long we want to run this. We hope this runs 30 years. And so there is a fee to participate in Eastern Leaders Academy, but we're hoping that fee can be covered by businesses or organizations that would say, hey, I have an employee who would really benefit from this. Now, that fee is $1,500, but if somebody is interested in doing this and they don't work at a business that would sponsor them and they don't have the money themselves, they absolutely still should apply because the grant can cover some people that don't have sponsorship. But we hope to take that sponsorship money and use it to the future so that this continues long term.
All right. So if anyone is interested in being part of the Eastern Leaders Academy, where can they find more information?
Best place to go is online at eastern.usu.edu/ELA, Eastern Leaders Academy, ELA. You'll find more information about the academy there, and there's a link to be able to fill out the application form. And as you mentioned earlier, it's the end of July. July 31st is how long we're accepting applications for this first time around. And we're only accepting 14 participants. That's what the grant allows for. And so that's where we're starting. We hope to increase that in the future, but we got to start somewhere.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Brad Watson. He's the Director of Community and Campus Engagement for USU Eastern, all about the Eastern Leaders Academy. If you're looking for more information, just head on over to the website, eastern.usu.edu/ELA. Brad, thank you so much for taking the time out and coming in and talking about this.
Great,
this sounds like
you.
An amazing program that I hope a lot of people get involved with.
Thanks. We hope people will be interested in this, and we hope it will help our community long-term.
All right. Once again, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.